tremble not, unmoved we stand, they cannot overpower us. Let this world's tyrant rage in battle will engage, his might is doomed to fail, God's judgment must prevail. One little word subdues him. Dear saints, we consider the devil today. We especially consider how Jesus calls the devil a liar. Our gospel text will especially consider, beginning with verse 44. Jesus says, "The devil was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sins? If I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me?" Dear saints, our readings and our hymns have a lot to say about lies and liars and the God who is true. We prayed in our psalm that God would send out his light and his truth. Let them lead me. And so as you hear that, I want you to begin to consider the immense amount of lies that you have been told in your life. And the immense amount of lies that still surround you in your world today, and the immense amount of lies you have within yourself. You are in a great place to begin to consider these things, because you are surrounded by truth, by God's truth, by God's light, by God's truth. Let them lead me. Send those things out, we prayed, and he does. He gives us his word. He gives us his hymns. He gives us the supper. He gives us the liturgy. He surrounds us with Jesus, and he surrounds us with the truth. And with the truth surrounding us, we can begin again to consider the lies that surround us and the lies that we have within us. The hymn that we just got done singing, Luther says that there is one little word that can subdue the devil. And he has written elsewhere that that word is liar. The devil is a liar. Jesus says that in our gospel reading. Jesus says the devil is a liar and the father of lies. When he speaks of his own character. So call the devil a liar. When the devil tries to convince you that God doesn't love you, or that you're all alone, or that you should be very afraid, or that you should be full of anxiety, or that you should be angry and bitter because people have told you lies, or that you are not forgiven because you have said lies and believed lies, or that you can say, think, and do whatever you want to say, think, and do, or that this life is all that there is, or that you should despair and give up hope, or the people that you have loved but have died in Christ you will never see again. When you hear things like that, say what Jesus says and sing what Luther has you sing. Call the devil a liar. Those are not true. Jesus is true. Jesus is right. It's a funny thing, though, about truth. Just because you hear it doesn't mean you have to accept it. We can reject truth. We can hear it, but not really hear it. Not really believe it or even want to hear it. That's one of the primary themes that Jesus has in our gospel reading. Jesus says two different times something like, "If I tell you the truth, why don't you believe me?" Jesus says, whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason you do not hear them is because you are not of God. One of the final things that Jesus says in our gospel reading is, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. What Jesus is saying is that he is the God of the Old Testament. He's the God who appeared in the burning bush to Moses. He's the God that led the people of Israel through the Red Sea. He delivered them so that they might worship him. He came to them. He is their protector. He is their freedom. I am now in the flesh. That God then is now me here in the flesh, dwelling among you. Before Abraham was, I am. That's the truth. And they respond by wanting to stone him. And the only reason they don't kill him right then and right there is because Jesus is not destined to die by being stoned, but by dying on a cross for them and for you. One time, as Jesus is about to be crucified, he's talking to Pontius Pilate. And he says to Pilate that he came for this reason, to bear witness to the truth, that everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice, Jesus says. And you remember how Pilate responds? He says, what is truth? It was very convenient for him. He doesn't want any responsibility for what he's going to say or for what he's about ready to do. It's a cop-out answer, and it still is. What is truth? That is one of the great claims of our world today. It is because they do not want responsibility for what they say and think and do. But that is not who we are. We are of the truth people. Whoever listens to my voice knows the truth, Jesus says. We are of God people. Whoever hears God hears the words of God. And so we know that the devil is a liar. And we know that the world around us is full of lies. And we know that we have lies within ourselves too much. And that you have placed yourself here today in faith and in confidence that in the midst of so much lies, you also want to surround yourself with the truth and hear the truth and believe the truth. Because you believe that there is power and that there is freedom in the truth. Jesus says, truly, truly, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Because you believe that it is the truth that will ultimately point you to who the true God is and who your Savior is. After Jesus dies, they go up to him and they pierce him in the side and outpour blood and outpour water. And St. John, who saw it, says, he who saw it is borne witness. His testimony is true. And he knows that he is telling the truth, that you may also believe. And so these things go hand in hand for you, the Christian, God's word, and your faith that God is true, though every man be a liar. We studied a little bit this morning in our Sunday school, and we heard a little bit in our Old Testament reading that Miss Nina had read, the story of Abraham and Sarah and Isaac. It is a story in which Abraham could have easily heard God and called God a liar, not believed God. Like when God told Abram to leave his home and his family and as his security because he would be his God and he would provide for him all that he needed. Or when God told Abram that he would have children as numerous as the sand on the sea and as numerous as the stars in the sky, though he and his wife were childless and old and as good as dead. Or after waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for God to be true to his promise, the promise is finally given. Isaac is finally born. And now go take Isaac up the mountain and sacrifice your son, your only son, whom you love. Abraham could have easily said to God, well, then you're a liar. If I sacrifice my son whom I love, whom you promised to me, then all of the promises that you would have given to me is a lie. But the scriptures don't say that. They say Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. How often do you think Abraham must have kept saying, God is true, God is faithful, God will provide? I don't see it. But it must be true. I don't feel it, but it has to be right. I must be lying to myself. The devil must be lying to me. The world must be lying to me, because God must be true. The author of Hebrews says that Abraham took his son Isaac up the mountain, saying that even if he did have to sacrifice him, God would be able to raise his son back from the dead. So, dear saints, consider the immense amount of lies that you have been told and that you are still surrounded by and that you still have within yourself. And call them that. If it doesn't match up to God and his word and his promises, then they are lies. Whether you feel they're right or not, they are lies. God is true. Call it that. God doesn't hear your cries. God doesn't care about you. God doesn't know your afflictions. God won't provide for you. His church is small and will fail. God doesn't know what it means to suffer. God doesn't care about the people who have died. God doesn't care about you. God is mad at you. God thinks you're a poor, miserable sinner, and he wants absolutely nothing to do with you. And this life is all there is. And when this life is over, then that is the end of the book. Call it a lie. It is from the liar. Jesus is true. The great I am has become flesh. He dwelt among you. He is full of grace, and he is full of truth. He came as one, and he was rejected by his own people, so that he might experience what you deserve, and you might get what he has. He is righteous, and now so are you. He who became sin was made to be sin, so that in Christ we might become the righteousness of God. God is not mad at you. God is at peace with you. Jesus forgives you. The blood and the water that poured forth from his side the day that he died bore witness. That testimony was true, and that testimony is true. That testimony of the water of your baptism, that you are God's child, that he has washed you, that you belong to him, that he will never leave you or forsake you, that you are united to Christ. The blood that came forth from his side, he now gives to you to drink, that you might know he is in you and you are in him, and that you might live forever. Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my words, he will never see death. That is true. That is true for you. And that is true for the ones that have died, that you will see again. You will have a happy reunion. And it is a big fat lie that all things depend upon you, and that all things are counting on you. Because Jesus says, before Abraham was, I am. He's the actor, he's the defender, he's the deliverer, he is the way. And he is the truth, and he is the life. So call the devil a liar, because his lies hurt you. And Jesus and his truth heals you and will bring you to himself with life forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.